Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
I'm going to try to not blow this speaker out today. I'm not trying to blow the speaker out of your car, your phone, your smart speaker, whatever you're listening to. But Kansas City, on an absolutely perfect Sunday afternoon following a mammoth walk-off victory, I ask you one question. Are you ready for this summer? Like, are you prepared? Are you ready for the pain, the joy, the swings of emotion? Because I am. I'm ready for it all. Bring it all on. I don't care if you want to step on my heart at the end. I'm ready for it all. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals walk it off for the second time this season, but they do so today in a game they needed. Oh boy, did they needed it, you needed it, I needed it, everyone needed this one today. Man, I was prepared to talk about it, L. Oh, I did not want to. I was dreading this post-game show. I was prepared for a downtrodden fan base. And yet, the boys are not. They do not prepare for an L. No, they battle until the very end. How about that celebration on the field? How about Michael Garcia, Bobby Witt Jr. popping out of that dugout after Nelson Velasquez legs out a game-tying two-run triple in the ninth? I mean, that looked like a playoff dugout. The way you're not in control of your body, of your emotions, of your celebrations, I'm out. Nelly hits that one to the wall and guys are leaping over the barrier, running up to home plate. And then Nick Lofton steps up to the dish and wins it for the boys. And are you kidding me? Let's go right down inside that clubhouse right now. Let's talk to him. Nick Lofton, kind enough to dial us up after this win. Nick, I'm out of breath. I don't do anything up here. I'm out of breath. How you feeling, man?
I mean, I'm on cloud nine, man. You know, it's huge to get that win today. My first walk-off here in the big leagues. And, you know, it just shows what kind of resilience we have as a team. And we're excited to keep moving forward.
What's the key to slowing the heart rate and executing at a spot like that?
It's actually pretty simple. It's just breathe. Take a deep breath. When you can control your breath, you can control yourself and your emotions in those pressure situations. So just take a big, deep breath before every pitch and continue to move forward.
4-3 Royals win. Nick Lofton kind enough to dial us up. So take me through your thought process as you're in the dugout and Vinny rips one to right field. Let's go step by step. Vinny to Salvi to Nelly to you. What's bouncing around the head?
Yeah, no, I'm just kind of worried about my bat, focusing on what I got to do if I got a chance to come up to the plate. And, you know, seeing Nelly in front of me just hit an absolute laser beam to the wall was just spectacular to see, because he's already had an act of doing that for the time he's been with the Royals. I mean, he's an extra base hits machine. And, you know, seeing him slide in the third got me so juiced up. And, you know, I just really wanted to step up for our team and deliver in my situation.
Well, you certainly did that. Did anybody get you good in the mosh pit after the game as they celebrated your walk-off?
Man, I don't know. I kind of blacked out a little bit from all the excitement, man. You know, I know during the post-game interview, I know Bob and MJ got me pretty good with the Salvi splash, and they actually did it twice. Wasn't expecting a second one, you know.
Well, I got to get your thoughts on Cole Reagans. For as exciting as that ninth inning was, it was steady as she goes for this team's six innings of one-run baseball. What'd you see there at second base?
I mean, he's been as dialed as he has been all year. You know, it's awesome when he's on the mound. We have all the confidence in the world of him as a defense and as an offense. You know, we know he's going to give us a quality start every time he's up there. And, you know, he's been a workhorse for us, and it's awesome to see him do what he's been doing all season. So,
well, it's going to be
– He went up – yeah. No, go ahead.
No, it's going to be big time for this team as you now head to Cleveland. Cole Reagans pitched today, so you're going with Seth Lugo, just another Cy Young Award candidate as you guys open up this series coming up on Tuesday. What can you tell us about the challenges you guys face the first place ball club for three?
You know what? We're just going to take it like any other game. It doesn't matter who the opponent is. Every game is a big game for us, and we got our best guys going at them. And I mean, we've showed it all year. We're a very resilient team. We're gonna play to that last out, no matter what the score is. And you know, our pitchers are gonna do what they need to do, and our hitters are gonna do what we need to do. And we're gonna give the Kansas City fan base what they've been seeing all year, and that's good baseball.
Nick Lofton, career game number 38. He's picked up a knock in 22 of those 38 games. Keep it rolling, Nick. We'll see you in Cleveland.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
There you go. Nick Lofton, the hero from this unbelievable Royals victory. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. All right, so I needed that from Nick Lofton. I needed the advice. Take a deep breath, bro. Calm down. Deep breath. I'm sorry, man. I'm fired up after that one. And I know you are as well. More than 81,000 people packed this place this weekend. The biggest weekend crowd since pre-pandemic. Pretty sure biggest weekend crowd we've seen here at Kauffman Stadium in half a decade. All right, let's hear from you. 913-586-7610. Kansas City, raise your right hand and repeat after me. I'm ready for whatever this summer holds. I'm ready regardless of how this whole thing shakes out. Do what you will, Royals. I'm all yours. Who's with me? Let's go to Susie in Olathe. Susie, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Susie from Shawnee. Hey, Vern.
What's going on?
Living up to their royal name, King Cole's ruling on the diamond, and the crowning achievement, Prince Nelly and Lofton reigning with their bats. Now the Royals on to make Cleveland a king of pain and turn them into the kings of wishful thinking.
Woo! Go ahead, Susie. Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's keep it rolling. Let's go to Mike, who's in downtown Kansas City. Mike, how you feeling after that one, buddy?
Hey, Vern, it was a great day. I was out there today. Look, are we perfect? No, but you know what? The boys are playing some ball. Obviously, yes, we got some holes. We'll fill that need. I've got faith in Q and JJ. It's fun to be competitive. What's your biggest need that we have right now?
Bullpen.
Okay, let's make it happen.
Oh, they will. Yeah, they will. I believe there's 48, 49 games until the trade deadline. Plenty of time. Royals, with this win today, still own the 7th best record in Major League Baseball, the 5th best run differential in Major League Baseball, and are on pace to win 96 games this season. Yeah, I've said it before. I don't need the front office nor the ownership. I don't need you to sell out and make it World Series or bust. But there's no reason why this team should ever fall out of the race. Well, we'll all be disappointed if they fall short of the playoffs. But I think we'll be able to explain that away. There's no excuse to fall out of the race. Barring, you know, catastrophic injuries, a rash of season-ending injuries. And we could talk about injuries coming up, as you know, about Michael Massey, Michael Wacha joining him today on the IL. That's unfortunate. But no one's going to cry for you. Certainly not the Guardians in Cleveland. They've dealt with plenty of injuries on their own. So have the Minnesota Twins. Twins won as well today. They're 2 games back of the Royals for 2nd place in the American League Central. Royals, 4 games off the pace being set by the Cleveland Guardians. Yeah, 1st of 3 in Cleveland, Tuesday night right here on 610 Sports Radio. First pitch, 5:40 with Seth Lugo staring opposite Styx McKenzie. Let's go to Jake, who was at the K today. Jake, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Vern. Thanks for having me on, man. Attended the whole homestand, and it was sweet to get a victory today. I can't be helped but think that it was poetic justice that Nelly came through with that bottom of the ninth triple to tie the game after only being just a few feet short Friday night,
right.
Which would have been one of the best comebacks I'd ever seen. Yeah. It was a great game Friday night, too. I mean, all the games are great. But, Reagan's. I mean,
woo!
God, are we lucky to have that guy? I mean, just a stud. Every time he's pitching, I'm like, I feel pretty comfortable going in. And, you know, I agree with you. We need some bullpen help for sure. And
but that's everybody.
We just got to figure it out. I don't necessarily think we need a ton of stuff. I think we just got to – it's just figuring it out, right? I mean,
agreed.
Just figuring out, yeah. And but other than that, man, thanks for having me on. I just want to give a shout-out to my wife today. We were at the game. She's my ride or die, 17 years of marriage. It's our anniversary today.
Good
we
man.
Were there about 4 years ago. She got a green slushie spilled on her when they shot a hot dog cannon up on me. I caught the hot dog. It didn't happen today. It was great.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Jake, you win the day, man. Way to go. Congratulations.
Thanks, buddy.
On the anniversary,
yeah.
Man.
All right, man. All
glad
right.
You had a good
have
time.
A good one.
Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. I've been married for almost 5 years now, so I'm all in. I'm a sap. When it comes to love, oh yeah, man, I'm all in. So Jake, I appreciate it, man. Way to go. Hope she was listening. Of course she was listening. He wouldn't have done that if she wasn't listening. Let's go to Elizabeth, who also was at the game. Elizabeth, you're not Jake's wife, are you?
No, I am not Jake's wife.
Okay, what's going on? How are you?
I'm good. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller.
Nice,
and it looks
nice.
Like the Royals finally figured out a game is 9 innings long. No, but seriously, that 9th inning comeback was a Royal flush, and I'm feeling really optimistic after today's game. shows they've got the resilience and the heart to turn around. And if they keep playing like this, it seems like we've got a lot to look forward to this summer.
Man, great call, Elizabeth. Thank you very much. Yeah, I want to hear from you more often. Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
I mean, it all goes back to starting pitching, right? It all goes back to even what Jake was talking about. Well, think about the names that Jake brought up just a moment ago. Nelson Velasquez, who ties it up off the bench, comes in cold off the bench and smokes one 109 miles per hour off of the bat, 415 feet to left center field for a two-run game-tying triple. J.J. Piccolo and this Royals front office acquired Nelson Velasquez last year at the trade deadline for Jose Kwas, a guy that is as good as they come. You know, a great young man, certainly. But mostly well-known for being a former UPS driver. You just turn that into a guy that has 15 RBI in his last 19 games. You turn the great story that is Jose Kwas into Nelson Velasquez, who in those 19 games has 16 hits, 9 of which have gone for extra bases. And Nelly's doing what he's on the team to do, and that is slug. But Jake also brought up Cole Reagans. Cole Reagans, who was acquired last year at the trade deadline by J.J. Piccolo in this front office. For a guy, a two-month rental, three-month rental. You got one of the 10 best lefties on the planet for a three-month rental. You know, you say, man, I was so lucky to have this guy. I agree. Lucky to have Cole Reagans, no doubt. But let's acknowledge, let's tip the cap to the front office. Because pitching on Tuesday in the opener is a guy that leads the American League in ERA, Seth Lugo, who at the age of 34, you gave 3 years, $45 million to, and right now it looks like a steal. Reagans, by the way, today spun his eighth quality start of the season. Reagans has held opponents to one run or fewer in more than half of his outings in 2024. An ERA of 3.21, and his 89 strikeouts are fourth most in Major League Baseball. Royals walk off the Padres 4-3, the final score. Let's go to Albert, who's in Northtown. Albert, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah. Hey, Vern.
What's happening?
Really good win today. A lot of people have said they'll believe in the Royals with their good through May. Do you believe in the Royals yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
All right. That's all I wanted to ask. All right.
Didn't catch that at the end. Richie and Belton. Richie, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. How we doing?
Doing great, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. It was a great win today, but MJ is looking horrible. We need to send him back to Omaha and bring up Drew Waters.
Okay. We got you down, Richie. Appreciate it, man. Enjoy your day. Let's go to Roy in Olathe. Roy, you're...
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, man? The callers are so much better when the team's good.
For the most part.
I haven't gotten a chance to call up yet this year. Really, really happy to be here. That last guy, he kind of set him off quick. He had a point. Him and Renfro are both under 200 average-wise right now. We're 2 months into the year. Should we go get a corner outfielder? Those guys have kind of stunk it up, and they're both good ball players. Renfro's got a good pedigree. MJ's shown it before. What do you think we should do there?
We'll see. You know, it's June 2nd. I'm certainly not opposed to it if this continues. But I just don't see the need to make a move this early. Again, to reiterate, if you listen to this show often, God love you, but I apologize for how often I repeat myself, but like I get a lot of the same questions over and over and over again. So here's where I stand on that. The Royals are not a World Series or bust team. They're not. I don't know if they'll ever be a World Series or bust team. That's just not the organizational structure. I don't believe that's the edict. It's about duplicating what they're doing in Tampa, what they've done in Cleveland, where they're consistently good. You're always in the mix in August and into September. At least more times than not, you're in the mix late in the season. I think that's the goal for this organization. When you look at the American League, the Astros, I would say the Rangers, Orioles, and Yankees. Those are the teams that it's World Series or bust. Where if the team falls short of winning it all, yeah, the fans are going to be disappointed. But if they fail to make the playoffs, that fan base is going to be irate. They feel it's inexcusable for the Astros, Rangers, Yankees, and Orioles to miss the playoffs. Inexcusable. I think the Royals are on the next tier, where if you fall short of the playoffs, we'll all be disappointed, no doubt about it. But if you fall out of the race, that's inexcusable. So when I bring it back to your question, when I look at this team sitting at 36-25, owners of the number two spot right now in the American League wildcard race, 4 games back of Cleveland with 13 meetings against Cleveland forthcoming, it doesn't appear to me that this team is slipping. It doesn't appear to me as if this team is anywhere close to falling off that tier of being that team that is not only in playoff position, but very much in the race. If you begin to question that, that's when I pull the trigger on a move like that. But right now, the offense is not the problem. The offense, statistically, is the best in the division. The offense has a top 10 OPS in Major League Baseball. Now, I understand that MJ's not on fire and Hunter Renfro isn't on fire. Hunter Renfro, by the way, didn't even play today. I wish they were hitting. Of course I do. I wish everyone was hitting. And that's what it sounds like you're desirous of. Hey, I'm very happy the Royals are 11 games above 500 and very much in the mix. But why isn't everyone hitting? That's what I hear. When, following a win like this, you call up to complain about MJ or voice your concern about Hunter Renfro. Show me a team in Major League Baseball. No. Show me a team that's on that second tier that we're talking about. Show me a team on that second tier that has two MVP candidates, two All-Star caliber bats, and then everyone else is hitting two. Yeah, it doesn't exist. You're nitpicking. Oh, do you remember 2014? Do you remember 2015? Because I do. Those teams didn't have all nine, well, certainly 2014. I'm not going to compare this team to a championship ball club of 2015, but that 2014 squad, you know, at this time in 2014, Mike Moustakas was in AAA. You weren't 11 games above 500. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Zach in Overland Park. Zach, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
How about those Royals, Vern?
Oh, my goodness.
Right? On the verge of a four-game losing streak, they come in and they walk them off. How about that on a Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, hey. Yeah. No, I'm having a really good time, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Max in Kansas City. Max, you're next up on the postgame show. What's up, brother?
Hey, Vern. Longtime listener, first-time caller.
All right.
Driving back from the game with my brother and my dad. Had a great time. I completely agree with you that we need to get bullpen arms at the deadline. However, the unsung hero of today's game was the general coming in with nobody out, first and third, in the, was that the
eighth inning,
and just slamming the door shut, and then gives us the deficit was not as bad, and then we walked it off. It was awesome.
Yeah, it sure was. Sure was. I appreciate you mentioning that because right now I don't know if you're allowed to give credit to anybody in that bullpen. Now, nobody in that bullpen has really showcased the kind of consistency that would warrant an over-the-top congratulations. But yeah, James MacArthur getting the job done. Three up, three down as he cleans up the mess left by Angel Zerpa. A mess that he himself created with that errant throw to first in the eighth inning. What we thought was going to be the game-altering eighth inning. 1-1 heading to the top of the eighth. That's when two runs come in to score for the Padres. They go in front 3-1. That would remain the score until the bottom of the ninth inning when Vinny Pasquantino steps to the dish, turns on an 0-1 offering from Yuki Matsui, rips it into right field for a leadoff single. Salvi then steps to the dish and falls behind 0-2, but battles back into the count, forcing a 3-2 offering from Matsui. Salvi spits on it and draws a walk. First and second with nobody out. Nelson Velasquez in off the bench, rips a game-tying two-run triple to left center field. And then, well, we heard from him earlier. Nick Lofton was kind enough to call us up after his first career walk-off knock or walk-off swing. In opposite field, sacrifice fly walks it off. Royals win 4-3. They still are yet to find themselves losers of four in a row. They're yet to sustain a three-game sweep at the hands of another big league club. Royals win 4-3. We'll get back to your thoughts right after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Fly ball, right field, should do it. Waiting to make the play, runner coming home, Royals win it. Royals win it, sack fly. They're never out of a game.
Quinn Morris is with us on the ones and twos back at the studio in Mission, Kansas. And he said, I want to hear the final call because there's nothing sweeter than hearing Denny Matthews say, Royals win. Yeah, Q, I think you're 100% right about that. The Hall of Famer on the call, last heard here on your home for Royals baseball for more than 15 summers now, 610 Sports Radio. And it looks like the summer we are in store for is going to be sensational, my friends. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Royals win and are now 36-25. One of the seven best records in Major League Baseball. The second best record at home in Major League Baseball. The boys are now 22-10 in front of Royals Nation. More than 81,000 fans turned out this weekend. I know you're all in. That's what I realized from this game today. I realized when I was on the floor in the eighth inning after that Angel Zerpa error turned into two San Diego runs, when I was dreading this post-game show, dreading joining Fesco in the morning, tomorrow morning, just dreading everything until some little kid in Cleveland said play ball on Tuesday night. I was just going to be a miserable SOB for a cool 48 hours. That's not how they were thinking, talking, acting inside that Royals dugout. No, Vinny and Salvi, Blanco, Velasquez, Lofton, get it done in the ninth inning. And I'm sky high, ladies and gentlemen. I realize today my heart's wide open. I'm ready for it to be kicked around, stomped on. Do what you will, boys in blue, because I'm all in. Are you prepared for this summer? Are you ready for this? The roller coaster, the swings of emotion, the joy, the pain. Regardless of how this shakes out, my friends, I'm all in. Watching Michael Garcia pop out of the dugouts and Bobby Witt Jr. pop out of the dugouts. Now, both of them made it almost all the way onto the field, and the game was still going on. It was just so very reminiscent of October baseball, and it made me feel somewhat old. I mean, now, how many times have we watched that over the years? Some of you that are older than me, you remember Willie Wilson and Amos Otis popping over that dugout. It's happening. It's happening, my friends. I want to hear from you. 913-586-7610. My game notes following this 4-3 walk-off winner. My game notes are brought to you by Jays South Lanto. Be in the know and call Jays South Lanto. Let's go to Robbie in Overland Park. Robbie, you're next up on the post-game show. Go ahead, buddy.
Vern, how's it going, man?
Great.
First-time caller, long-time listener. Super excited to be on today. I just want to preface my comments with I've been a Royals fan since I was two. My dad and my mother gave me a Cardinals and a Royals hat to pick between when I was 2 years old, and I picked the Royals.
I love it. That's a great story. That's great. I love that.
Also, very enthusiastic about every single year that we play. One thing I know that you have talked about before, but I want to get your official opinion on talking to you, is as we go deeper into the season, what you think about Alec Marsh going into the bullpen.
Yeah.
And possibly as far as fixing the bullpen, getting some more people in there.
Yeah, no, it's a great question.
And I'll listen off the air, so I appreciate
it. Yeah, hey. Yeah, you know I love that idea. Not that I don't foresee Alec being a quality starting pitcher. No, not at all. The determination, the competitiveness of that young man, I'm not going to put a ceiling on him. But I'd be a liar even if, you know, when I'm watching him yesterday, I'd be lying if I wasn't sitting there in the press box thinking, boy, what does that look like coming out of the bullpen in a big spot? That's the strikeouts out of the pen we need, I think. That's the swing and miss this team is lacking. Now, ideally, go out and get that guy. Go and acquire him. And I'm not saying part with, you know, top-end prospects. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think this organization ever really goes all in moving forward. I just don't think that's the MO. But as J.J. Piccolo has talked about, you can win on the margins. That's how the Royals are winning this season. Well, okay, Bobby's something different. Salvi's something different. You could even say Mike, Hal, and Vinny are something different. But the James MacArthur, the John Schreibers, Shoot, even the Seth Lugo signings. They weren't widely heralded. Those kind of moves are the moves this front office needs to pull off a few times every single season. To be quite honest, if you're going to be consistently competitive, maybe you need to go find that reliever this year via trade. Maybe you can find that diamond in the rough of another organization via waivers, via a low-level trade, possibly. But to zero in on your question, man, I just hear Ned Yost when people ask questions like that. I believe maybe it was Dayton Moore, I don't know. But Ned used to always say, those things tend to take care of themselves. Don't worry about it. You know, how many times have we talked about, hey, I've had callers say, hey, move Daniel Lynch to the bullpen. Shoot, I've heard hosts on our station talk about moving Daniel Lynch to the bullpen before the calendar flipped to June. Now, the reason why you don't move Daniel Lynch to the bullpen in the month of May is because you're playing 162 games. It's a grueling six-month grind. Not often do you get through all 6 months with the same five starting pitchers, and as we learned earlier today, now, Michael Wacha is going to be out for a few weeks after a small fracture in his foot. So Daniel Lynch is in the rotation right now. You need Alec Marsh in this rotation right now. For as optimistic as we all should be about what Chris Bubich can do for this organization moving forward, maybe even as early as after the All-Star break, to give him a rotation spot, I'm not there. So as things currently stand, they're not good enough to move Alec Marsh to the bullpen. They don't have enough to move Alec Marsh to the bullpen. I love the idea, but you know it's somewhat similar. Yeah, I think Brady Singer would be a great reliever. Right? Cole Reagans would be an amazing reliever. Yeah, most good starting pitchers would be even better out of the bullpen. That's why it's so hard to find good starters. It's hard to be consistent in that role, and for the most part, Alec Marsh has been very consistent this season. So I ain't moving anybody out of a starting spot. I'm talking AAA or the big leagues. You're a starter until you're not. We're going to keep you in that rotation for as long as we can. Now, if we get to August, September, it's all hands on deck. Now, Omaha, I couldn't really care less about the AAA team come August and September. If you're a good arm, I need you in the show. So, yeah, August, September, if everybody's healthy, you know, let's hope Reagans, Lugo, Singer, and Wacha make it healthy to August. Let's hope. If that's the case, sure, Bubich can go to the bullpen. Lynch can go to the bullpen. Everybody that is good in the organization, you go to the bullpen. I mean, you saw it happen with Brandon Finnegan back in 2014. It's all hands on deck once we get into that final 60-game stretch. I hope I answered your question. It's kind of a dodge, but dealing with hypotheticals in this sport, 2 months down the line, it's a fruitless exercise, and more times than not, you're going to look silly for even entertaining it. So, most good starting pitchers would be even better out of the bullpen. And what that basically means is, you know, the same reason why you don't let a lot of starting pitchers face a lineup three times. If you're in the big leagues, you can go through most lineups one time. You can showcase some good stuff one time through the lineup. If you can do it two times, you're a starter. If you can do it three times, you're an all-star. If you can do it one time, you're a big leaguer. So those are all steps. Right now, Alec Marsh is at the top step. He's a guy that you feel like can go through a big league lineup three times. You can't have enough of those guys. So while you have six, seven, eight, just be thankful, to be quite honest with you. Just be thankful that you have a starting pitcher like Daniel Lynch to turn to when Michael Wacha goes down. The fact that you might have a pitcher like Chris Bubich to turn to if and when somebody else goes down. I appreciate the phone call, Robbie. Let's go to Adam in Parkville. Adam, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Big fan, man. Hey, I had a couple questions. I'm not sure if you covered them or not, but who catches the win today? I know that MacArthur was the last one in, and it was one we were losing when we went to that. Second question.
Will Klein?
Is there a chance? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Will Klein's first career win.
Wow. Okay. Second question, is there even a chance that we could get a middle reliever prior to the deadline?
Definitely. I guarantee you will. Appreciate the phone call. Oh, there's no doubt. I would imagine that, you know, I talked about those tiers earlier. There's the World Series or bust tier. There's the next tier, the stay in the fight or bust tier. I think everybody on both of those levels adds arms, mixes and matches and maneuvers and massages their roster. Yeah, I would bet it all that the Royals' bullpen looks very different on August 2nd than it does here on June 2nd. I'd also bet a pretty handsome chunk of change that the bench looks different on August 2nd than it does on June 2nd. But we're talking about rosters, in my opinion, we're talking about roster spots, you know, 18 to 26. You know, the top 17 right now on this team are your top 17 at the end of the season. You need them to stay healthy. You know, maybe nobody more so, well, Bobby Witt Jr., of course, Salvador Perez, but Cole Reagans. Let me get to Cole Reagans real quick. Today was his 25th start since the Royals acquired him. In those 25 starts, he has an ERA of 2.92. That's the second lowest ERA by a Royals pitcher through his first 25 starts in franchise history, behind only Royals Hall of Famer Paul Splittorff. Cole Reagans, in those 25 starts, has 178 strikeouts. 178 strikeouts in 144 innings. Nobody has that many punchouts in their first 25 starts in Royal Blue. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. We'll hear from Cole Reagans coming up in a moment. But first, I want to hear from our buddy Leandro from Kansas City. Leandro, nice to hear from you again. What'd you think of that one today?
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call once again. First and foremost, let's not get down on AJ. He's going to come through. You got to let him battle his way through this. He's going to start producing, you know, just stick with him. Stick with him. The same thing for Renfro. Them guys got real good arms out in the outfield, and they're going to get hot. Everybody's not going to be hot, sizzling, all nine guys at one time. It just doesn't work like that. Stick with AJ. That's all I keep. I just want to remind everybody. The team, keep him lifted up. Keep him supported. I know the team is. I think Q is thinking the same way. Give him a chance to battle his way out of this, because it's going to happen. I'm very confident. And one other quick note. I miss hearing from Choo Choo Train. What's it called? Choo Choo?
Yeah, that's his name, Choo Choo Train.
Choo Choo. I hadn't heard from him in a while. I hope he's okay and things like that. When I'm used to hearing from him on the call-in shows for the Chiefs and the Royals. So I hope Choo Choo's okay. I've been trying to listen in all the time, and I hadn't heard him from a while. I miss that. Choo Choo, Choo Choo. So let's go, Royals. Again, let's not get down on AJ. Stick with AJ Melendez. Hunter Renfro. They're gonna come through when the time has been. Thanks for taking my call while listening off there.
I always appreciate you listening. And you're a good man. Landrew, shouting out Big T like that. Actually making me feel pretty guilty. You're right. We haven't heard from Big T in a while. I should reach out. Big T, if you're okay, man, let us know. 913-586-7610. MJ Melendez. Merville Jr. Merville Melendez. MJ is what we're looking for. 913-586-7610. I talked about Cole Reagans, who tossed six innings of one-run baseball. Six innings, one run on five hits. He walked a pair. He struck out six. Dude's unbelievable. Let's hear what he had to say after the game. His eighth quality start in just 13 outings this season. Here's Cole Reagans, courtesy of Bally Sports, Kansas City.
You know, thought I commanded for the most part, commanded my stuff. You know, Freddie was incredible back there. So, yeah, felt good.
Cole, here. Do you like change anything when you know you've got a losing streak going on as a team and you can't be the one to stop that?
I don't think I change anything. Just stick to the process of, you know, I do my homework. I'm prepared. So just go out there and execute. That's the biggest thing, is I execute my stuff and, you know, for the most part, have good results.
Part of the research or whatever, doing your homework, like, it would be that they don't strike out very much as a team. Does that change the approach you take, or do you just look at the batter's reaction?
I mean, we know they don't strike out. You know, they have really good bat to ball. I mean, their leadoff guy is probably the best at it in baseball. So it's just, you know, try to execute my pitches, keep them off balance, have a good mix, and, you know, just let them hit it to somebody. Trust the guys behind me.
Surprised at all that these guys put together another comeback and then came through?
Not at all. I mean, y'all have seen it. It's you know, late innings, they bring their relievers in, you know, no matter who we're facing or who it is. It's, you know, they put together good at-bats, they pass the baton. Sometimes we've come up short, but it's still the fights there. The, you know, these guys are relentless. It's you know, it's so fun to watch and, you know, get to be a part of.
Did you get a sense going in today, because the team been scuffling a little bit, maybe for the first time this year, that this game was bigger than just any other game?
You take it day by day, you know. Flush what happened yesterday. You know, today we're focused on today, and, you know, we try to win today, and that's our goal every single day, is, you know, flush what happened the day before and go from there. I thought it was good. You know, I thought I commanded it well. Thought I had some good results. But yeah, felt good today.
Cole Reagans gave the Royals the team's 30th quality start of the season. 61 games in, they've logged the third most innings in all of Major League Baseball. This rotation has 30 quality starts, an ERA of 3.10. That's good for the fourth best ERA in Major League Baseball. And Royals starting pitchers have completed at least five innings in 27 consecutive games. There you go. Ding, ding, ding. As Hunt would say, there you go. You want to know why you're 36 and 25? It's because it's horse after horse after horse after nasty horse. Royals win 4-3. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
High fly ball, well hit, deep center field. And at the wall is Maryland. It's off the fence. That's going to score two. Velasquez is going to try for three. And the relay throw to third will not be there. Velasquez didn't tie the game on Friday night. He did today.
Oh, what a call. Ooh, little goosebumps there. Way to go, Denny Matthews, the Hall of Famer. Nice little bow on that one as Nelson Velasquez off the bench in the bottom of the ninth inning ties this game up at three apiece. Four pitches later, Nick Lofton would fly one to Fernando Tatis in right, and that was enough to score Nelson Velasquez from third. It was a two-run game-tying triple for Nelly. Or as John in Mission writes in on the text line, Nelly Nukes. Enjoy your J-Mo tonight, John. Appreciate you listening. Text line is always there for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals walk them off 4-3 in one of, if not the, biggest win of the season.
Well, you know what? From here on out, every win is going to feel close to the biggest win of the season, because following this one today, it's 3 in Cleveland against the first-place Guardians. 3 at home against the best rotation in the American League, the Mariners. 4 against the Yankees, 3 in L.A. against the Dodgers. It does not get any easier from here. The Royals avoid their first 4-game losing streak of the season and avoid being swept for the first time in 2024. Had to have it today. Cole Reagans did his part. Vinny Pasquantino did his part as he sparks the rally there in the ninth inning with a leadoff single to right. Vinny, since the start of May, is hitting .280 with 26 RBI in 28 games, posting an OPS better than .800. Let's go to the phone lines, 913-586-7610. Let's go to John in KCK. John, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, first of all, I got to give it to Reagans. He's awesome. I'm not going to talk about the bullpen today. It's not a good day for it. But I got to give it to Nelson Velasquez coming off the bench and doing that. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting really tired of hearing people say our corner outfielders. I know the stats look terrible, but Renfro is 8 out of his last 11 games. His last game, he had 2 hits. He's always a threat for something. And are they forgetting what Melendez did at the beginning of the year and the second half of last year? You know he's got it. He's just going to have to find it. He has spurts here and there. I look at the stats, but I look at trends and slow progress. And I think Q is doing a masterful job of getting everybody involved in the game. And some of his people call mistakes. I think he's preparing these guys for later on in the future, like maybe the playoffs. He knows what he's doing. I think he's doing the right thing. He's putting people in tough situations sometimes. So next time when they have it, they might be a little bit better. Yeah. But
that's a great phone call, John.
I know it's slow.
Yeah.
But I believe.
No, I got you. John, you nailed it, man. No, you got it. You know, Costanza, this one, walk off. You're the hero right now. Go out on top. Great phone call. Consistently solid phone calls from John and KCK. A very good point there about Hunter Renfro. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and act as if he's put up quality numbers. I mean, for as much as you guys complain about MJ Melendez, Hunter Renfro wishes he had MJ's numbers. But we're talking about the 7 and 8 hitters, respectively, right? John brings up a great point. Listen, you can dump on those guys all you want, but go stand on the mound and try to throw one by MJ or Hunter Renfro. You know what they have in that bat. It is a threat in the 7 and 8 spots in the lineup. And another thing that John brings up about the outfield. You know, if... Speaking of the outfield, I see the text line wanting to know what's the latest on Kyle Isbell. A non-concussive head-neck injury for Kyle Isbell. Q said after the game, yeah, he's going to be really sore tomorrow, but they didn't sound panicked about it, obviously. And the dude stayed out there after colliding with Bobby's leg. After Kyle Isbell took that foul ball off the nose, he looked like a UFC fighter. Now he's acting like a UFC fighter. Comes back from that injury, he's diving headfirst into second base. Dude's an animal. But as far as the outfield, I think a lot of it is just coincidence. You know, I think, sure, you're not getting a lot of offense, and certainly if you're staring at batting average, Isbell .208, Melendez .167, Hunter Renfro even worse. All three of them are your starting outfielders, so it's easy to say our outfield stinks. You know, if it was the center fielder, the second baseman, and the catcher,
it wouldn't be so well packaged as our outfield stinks. We need to bring in new outfielders. It's three of your nine bats are not performing to the expectation. Well, actually, Kyle Isbell is. So two of your outfield bats are not performing to expectation. And most of us grew up in a time where your corner outfielders in the American League need to be sluggers. Yeah, well, we also grew up in a time when players like Bobby Witt Jr. didn't exist. Okay, Cal Ripken Jr., but outside of Cal, they didn't exist. We grew up in a time when guys like Salvador Perez, didn't really exist. Sure, you had your Pudge Fisk. You had some other, Lance Parrish. I don't know. Lance Parrish, do you want to put him in that group? My point is, the production that you're getting from catcher, shortstop, and when Massey was healthy, second base, man, that offsets whatever kind of step back you're getting on the offensive side of things from your corner outfielders. It's just so perfectly packaged for disappointed fans to just dump it all. We need outfielders. No, your offense is just fine. Sure, those three positions are your three slumping bats right now. But when you look at the numbers, offensively, the Royals have the eighth highest OPS in Major League Baseball. The highest OPS in the American League Central. In fact, in the American League period, only the Yankees, Orioles, and Houston Astros have a higher mark than your boys in blue. So, yeah, the offense, John, it's really just not an issue. And I'm glad you shouted out Nelson Velasquez. I was happy to see him on the field with Joel Goldberg after the game. And, Goldie with just the perfect setup for Nelson Velasquez, who hits that game-tying two-run triple in the ninth inning. His first triple as a member of the Royals. And after the game, Joel Goldberg on Bally Sports Kansas City just wanted to know, how you feeling right now, Nelly?
Man, right now I just feel tired. my first triple this year. Man, so happy for it.
It just wiped out. That's how I was. If you go back and listen to the beginning of this show, I was out of breath, and the game had been over for about 20 minutes. I was still wiped out. Nick Lofted was nice enough to call in and told me to breathe. Calm down, buddy. You're just sitting up there eating nachos in the press box. Why are you so out of breath? 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. Again, 913-586-7610. The Royals are now 28-9 when they score four or more runs. Let's go to Kyle in Waldo. Kyle, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Verm. We're at the game today with my daughter's kindergarten class. Shout out Academy Lafayette.
So,
we had a blast. So, doing the outfield experience, they were kind of dragging during the pitching duel. But come middle of the ninth, we all had our rally hats on.
Heck yeah.
All the kids finally got on the Crown Vision. And then, boom, we started. It was nuts. When Nelly hit that triple, and then Loft and follows it up with a sacrifice fly. Popcorn was all over the place, buddy. So what do you kids got to say about that? Yeah.
All right. Yep. All right.
That's what I got for you, Vern. Thank you, bud.
Oh, man. Well, that makes my day. Kyle, you're a good man. I know that wasn't easy, but you're a good man. Hopefully, memories for a lifetime. I remember going to games that age. I remember seeing, Don Mattingly. Yeah, first time I got a chance to see Don Mattingly in person, I believe, was 8, 9 years old. Oh, my God, there's that mustache. There's that mustache you only see in baseball cards. Yeah, Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez, Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado, Cole Reagans. Yeah, you saw some of the game's best today. Way to go, Kyle. Hey, Big T and Shawnee, answering the people's desires and hopes and dreams. Here he is. Go ahead, Big T.
Vern, yeah, I'm live and doing well, Vern.
Good,
how
man.
How about yourself,
good.
Man? You hanging in there?
You know it, man. I'm fired up.
I know you are, man. Vern, you know me. I've been listening, but, boy, I've just been staying away because I've been frustrated by some of these calls, you know, redundant. But anyway, let's keep the train rolling. I'm glad a couple of these callers called in and were talking about Melendez and Renfro. Baseball's a hard game, everybody. You listen to Vern and these callers. They got good high IQ, baseball IQs. Not everybody's going to be clicking. They're going to have their time to shine, just like that pitching staff. Woo! How about that pitching staff? Some badasses, competitive SOBs. And when you got that staff, we're going to be in it every game. Cole Reagan's way to go. And Vern, speaking of those two guys, Melendez and Renfro, how about this guy, Nick Lofton? I called you. He made the team because of an injury, and everybody at the first of the year was bagging on him. I called in. Other people would call in, giving him praise, try to keep his spirits up. We're going to need you. He got sent down. Keep your head up. Look what he does today. Gets the walk-off hit. That's baseball. We got to love that, baby. Our team's rolling. Keep it going. And you know what? Nobody's afraid of Cleveland. Our Royals, our boys in blue, are coming after some Cleveland asses. And as always, let's go Royals.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture. If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mervil Melendez, MJ, is what we're looking for. 913-586-7610. I talked about Cole Reagans, who tossed six innings of one-run baseball. Six innings, one run on five hits. He walked a pair. He struck out six. Dude's unbelievable. Let's hear what he had to say after the game. His eighth quality start in just 13 outings this season. Here's Cole Reagans, courtesy of Bally Sports, Kansas City.
Thought I commanded for the most part, commanded my stuff. Freddie was incredible back there. Felt good.
Change anything?
I don't think I change anything. Just stick to the process of, you know, I do my homework. I'm prepared. So just go out there and execute. That's the biggest thing, is I execute my stuff and, you know, for the most part, have good results.
Part of the research or whatever, doing your homework, like, it would be that they don't strike out very much as a team. Does that change the approach you take, or just look at the batter's reaction?
I mean, we know they don't strike out. You know, they have really good bat to ball. I mean, their leadoff guy is probably the best at it in baseball. So it's just, you know, try to execute my pitches, keep them off balance, have a good mix, and, you know, just let them hit it to somebody. Trust the guys behind me.
Surprised at all that these guys put together another comeback and then came through?
Not at all. I mean, y'all have seen it. It's, you know, late innings, they bring their relievers in, you know, no matter who we're facing or who it is. It's, you know, they put together good at-bats, they pass the baton. Sometimes we've come up short, but it's still the fights there. The, you know, these guys are relentless. It's you know, it's so fun to watch and, you know, get to be a part of.
Did you get a sense going in today, because the team's been scuffling a little bit, maybe for the first time this year, that this game was bigger than just any other game?
You take it day by day. You know, flush what happened yesterday. You know, today we're focused on today, and, you know, we try to win today, and that's our goal every single day, is, you know, flush what happened the day before and go from there. I thought it was good. You know, I thought I commanded it well. Thought I had some good results. But yeah, felt good today.
Cole Reagans gave the Royals the team's 30th quality start of the season. 61 games in, they've logged the third most innings in all of Major League Baseball. This rotation has 30 quality starts, an ERA of 3.10. That's good for the fourth best ERA in Major League Baseball. And Royals starting pitchers have completed at least five innings in 27 consecutive games. There you go. Ding, ding, ding. As Hunt would say, there you go. You want to know why you're 36 and 25? It's because it's horse after horse after horse after nasty horse. Royals win 4-3. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
High fly ball, well hit, deep center field. And at the wall is Maryland. It's off the fence. That's going to score two. Velasquez is going to try for three. And the relay throw to third will not be there. Velasquez didn't tie the game on Friday night. He did today.
Oh, what a call. Ooh, little goosebumps there. Way to go, Denny Matthews, the Hall of Famer. Nice little bow on that one as Nelson Velasquez off the bench in the bottom of the ninth inning ties this game up at three apiece. Four pitches later, Nick Lofton would fly one to Fernando Tatis in right, and that was enough to score Nelson Velasquez from third. It was a two-run game-tying triple for Nelly. Or as John in Mission writes in on the text line, Nelly Nukes. Enjoy your J-Mo tonight, John. Appreciate you listening. Text line is always there for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals walk them off 4-3 in one of, if not the biggest win of the season. Well, you know what? From here on out, every win is going to feel close to the biggest win of the season, because following this one today, it's three in Cleveland against the first-place Guardians, three at home against the best rotation in the American League, the Mariners, four against the Yankees, three in L.A. against the Dodgers. It does not get any easier from here. The Royals avoid their first four-game losing streak of the season and avoid being swept for the first time in 2024. Had to have it today. Cole Reagans did his part. Vinny Pasquantino did his part as he sparks the rally there in the ninth inning with a leadoff single to right. Vinny, since the start of May, is hitting .280 with 26 RBI in 28 games, posting an OPS better than .800. Let's go to the phone lines, 913-586-7610. Let's go to John in KCK. John, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, first of all, I got to give it to Reagans. He's awesome.
I'm not going to talk about the bullpen today. It's not a good day for it. But I got to give it to Nelson Velasquez coming off the bench and doing that. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting really tired of hearing people say our corner outfielders. I know the stats look terrible, but Renfro is 8 out of his last 11 games. His last game, he had 2 hits. He's always a threat for something. And are they forgetting what Melendez did at the beginning of the year and the second half of last year? You know he's got it. He's just going to have to find it. He has spurts here and there. I look at the stats, but I look at trends and slow progress. And I think Q is doing a masterful job of getting everybody involved in the game. And some of his people call mistakes. I think he's preparing these guys for later on in the future, like maybe the playoffs. He knows what he's doing. I think he's doing the right thing. He's putting people in tough situations sometimes. So next time when they have it, they might be a little bit better.
It's a great phone call, John.
I know it's slow.
Yeah.
But I believe.
No, I got you. John, you nailed it, man. No, you got it. You know, Costanza, this one. Walk off. You're the hero right now. Go out on top. Great phone call. Consistently solid phone calls from John and KCK. A very good point there about Hunter Renfro. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and act as if he's put up quality numbers. I mean, for as much as you guys complain about MJ Melendez, Hunter Renfro wishes he had MJ's numbers. But we're talking about the 7 and 8 hitters, respectively, right? John brings up a great point. Listen, you can dump on those guys all you want, but go stand on the mound and try to throw one by MJ or Hunter Renfro. You know what they have in that bat. It is a threat in the 7 and 8 spots in the lineup. And another thing that John brings up about the outfield. You know, if... Speaking of the outfield, I see the text line wanting to know what's the latest on Kyle Isbell. A non-concussive head neck injury for Kyle Isbell. Q said after the game, yeah, he's going to be really sore tomorrow, but they didn't sound panicked about it, obviously. And the dude stayed out there after colliding with Bobby's leg. After Kyle Isbell took that foul ball off the nose, he looked like a UFC fighter. Now he's acting like a UFC fighter. Comes back from that injury, he's diving headfirst into second base. Dude's an animal. But as far as the outfield, I think a lot of it is just coincidence. You know, I think, sure, you're not getting a lot of offense, and certainly if you're staring at batting average, Isbell 208, Melendez a .167, Hunter Renfro even worse. All three of them are your starting outfielders, so it's easy to say our outfield stinks. You know, if it was the center fielder, the second baseman, and the catcher, it wouldn't be so well packaged as our outfield stinks. We need to bring in new outfielders. It's 3 of your 9 bats are not performing to the expectation. Well, actually, Kyle Isbell is. So 2 of your outfield bats are not performing to expectation. And most of us grew up in a time where your corner outfielders in the American League need to be sluggers. Yeah, well, we also grew up in a time when players like Bobby Witt Jr. didn't exist. Okay, Cal Ripken Jr., but outside of Cal, they didn't exist. We grew up in a time when guys like Salvador Perez didn't really exist. Sure, you had your Pudge Fisk. You had some other, Lance Parrish. I don't know, Lance Parrish. Do you want to put him in that group? My point is, the production that you're getting from catcher, shortstop, and when Massey was healthy, second base, man, that offsets whatever kind of step back you're getting on the offensive side of things from your corner outfielders. It's just so perfectly packaged for disappointed fans to just dump it all. We need outfielders. No, your offense is just fine. Sure, those three positions are your three slumping bats right now. But when you look at the numbers, offensively, the Royals have the eighth highest OPS in Major League Baseball. The highest OPS in the American League Central. In fact, in the American League period, only the Yankees, Orioles, and Houston Astros have a higher mark than your boys in blue. So, yeah, the offense, John, it's really just not an issue. And I'm glad you shouted out Nelson Velasquez. I was happy to see him on the field with Joel Goldberg after the game. And, Goldie with just the perfect setup for Nelson Velasquez, who hits that game-tying two-run triple in the ninth inning. His first triple as a member of the Royals. And after the game, Joel Goldberg on Bally Sports Kansas City just wanted to know, how you feeling right now, Nelly?
Man, right now I just feel tired. my first triple this year. Man, so happy for it.
It just wiped out. That's how I was. If you go back and listen to the beginning of this show, I was out of breath, and the game had been over for about 20 minutes. I was still wiped out. Nick Lofted was nice enough to call in and told me to breathe. Calm down, buddy. You're just sitting up there eating nachos in the press box. Why are you so out of breath? 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. Again, 913-586-7610. The Royals are now 28-9 when they score four or more runs. Let's go to Kyle in Waldo. Kyle, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Verm. We're at the game today with my daughter's kindergarten class. Shout out
Good
Academy Lafayette.
So,
we had a blast. So, doing the outfield experience, they were kind of dragging during the pitching duel. But come middle of the ninth, we all had our rally hats on.
Heck yeah.
All the kids finally got on the Crown Vision. And then, boom, it was nuts. When Nelly hit that triple, and then Loft and follows it up with a sacrifice fly, popcorn was all over the place, buddy. So what you kids got to say about that? Yeah.
All right.
Yep,
all right.
That's what I got for you, Vern. Thank you, bud.
Oh, man. Well, that makes my day. Kyle, you're a good man. I know that wasn't easy, but you're a good man. Hopefully, memories for a lifetime. I remember going to games that age. I remember seeing, Don Mattingly. Yeah, first time I got a chance to see Don Mattingly in person, I believe, was 8, 9 years old. Oh, my God, there's that mustache. There's that mustache you only see in baseball cards. Yeah, Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez, Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado, Cole Reagans. Yeah, you saw some of the game's best today. Way to go, Kyle. Hey, Big T and Shawnee, answering the people's desires and hopes and dreams. Here he is. Go ahead, Big T.
Vern, yeah, I'm live and doing well, Vern.
Good,
How
man.
How about yourself,
good.
Man? You hanging in there?
You know it, man. I'm fired up.
I know you are, man. Vern, you know me. I've been listening, but, boy, I've just been staying away because I've been frustrated by some of these calls, redundant. But anyway, let's keep the train rolling. I'm glad a couple of these callers called in and were talking about Melendez and Renfro. Baseball's a hard game, everybody. You listen to Vern and these callers. They got good high IQ, baseball IQs. Not everybody's going to be clicking. They're going to have their time to shine. Just like that pitching staff. Woo! How about that pitching staff? Some badasses. Competitive SOBs. When you got that staff, we're going to be in it. Every game. Cole Reagans, way to go. And, Vern, speaking of those two guys, Melendez and Renfro, how about this guy, Nick Lofton? I called you. He made the team because of an injury, and everybody at the first of the year was bagging on him. I called in. Other people would call in, giving him praise, try to keep his spirits up. We're going to need you. He got sent down. Keep your head up. Look what he does today.
gets the walk-off hit. That's baseball. We got to love that, baby. Our team's rolling. Keep it going. And you know what? Nobody's afraid of Cleveland. Our Royals, our boys in blue, are coming after some Cleveland asses. And as always, let's go Royals.
Way to go, Big T. Text line giving me a hard time for pulling Lance Parrish from the 785. Tell us you're an old fart without telling us you're an old fart. All right, maybe I should have said Mike Piazza. Maybe that would have been a better name, but that's not the comp for Salvi. He's not the greatest power-hitting catcher of all time, like Mikey Pizza. Salvi, by the way, reached base safely again today. One out single in the seventh, and then that big walk, seven-pitch walk in the ninth inning. He falls behind 0-2, but battles back to earn the base on balls and setting up. Dairon Blanco to come in and pinch run for him, scoring what turns out to be the game-tying run. And then Nelly scores the game-winning run on Nick Lofton's sacrifice fly. But yeah, Salvi has now reached base safely in 53 of his 59 games this year. Salvi hitting 315. That's good for seventh best in Major League Baseball, second best in the American League behind only Juan Soto. Well, speaking of Juan Soto, I know Kathy in Los Angeles cheered on Juan Soto last year. Kathy, you're a Padres fan, a Royals fan. How you feeling after that series?
Well, I'm glad that the Royals won because I know the Padres haven't gotten a sweep this year, but I didn't want it to come against the Royals. We can sweep the Angels.
Sure.
Because I've been a Padres fan for a long time. They made me start loving baseball. But I love the Royals, too, because when I moved to Kansas City in 94, there was no way to watch out-of-market stuff. So in 11 and on, the Royals reminded me how much I love baseball and that I will never stop loving the Royals because of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I always appreciate you listening, calling in, and bringing the perspective from the West Coast, Kathy. Always love the stories. Thank you. Spike in St. Joe out there listening, buddy. I always appreciate it. Jim and Jen from Wichita saying the boys are playing some ball, but Vern, can we play some ball before the ninth inning? Yeah, Royals put a run on the board in the fourth. Vinny Pasquantino's sacrifice fly after Michael Garcia draws the leadoff walk and Bobby advances him to third with a single to center. Vinny drives in the first run, and then the next three runs are scored by San Diego. They lead 3-1 heading to the ninth inning, but the Royals walk it off for the second time this season. 913-586-7610. We go to John in Parkville. John, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous, and we love the Royals. I got to tell you, I felt like a kid on Christmas morning. We had a hockey game at 3 o'clock today, and I could only listen driving past the stadium. Looked like it was a pretty nice crowd today.
Yep.
We were in the seventh inning. Salvi got his hit. He was on first, two down, and I had to turn off the game because I was out at Cable Donner for a hockey game, only to find out an hour later, hour and a half later, that we won in walk-off fashion. It was a fabulous comeback, and seeing that the Padres had scored two in the eighth, and we had to bump them off with three in the ninth. Great finish by the boys in blue. Love it. 20-year season ticket holder, and super jazzed about this team.
Well, you earned it. 20 years. You earned it. Way to go. Way to stay locked in. Thank you very much for the phone call, John. 913-586-7610. Katie in North Carolina's fired up. The boys maintained and more in May. Let's go Royals. 913-586-7610. A few more from the text line. From the 913. Oh, our buddy Ryan from Olathe says, Vern, I looked into where the Revere 2015 team stood on June 2nd. And Vern, between May 24th and June 6th of 2015, the Royals lost 9 of 11 games, two different losing streaks of 4, and then 3. Some of the losses were even blowouts. Vern, they lost on June 2nd and finished that day 9 games above .500, exactly where we would have been if we would have lost today. Vern, I'm not saying we're going to win the World Series, but bad baseball happens on occasion, and it makes good teams better. Well, that's a great phone call, Ryan, and it reminds me of another Ryan, Ryan Lefevre, who, if you heard his pregame conversation with J.J. Piccolo, I thought he made a great point about this stretch that the Royals are in, this 20-game stretch against teams currently in playoff position in which the Royals so far are 2-5. Right, drop 3 of 4 to the Twins, drop 2 of 3 to the Padres. You're 2-5 with 13 to play. But I thought Ryan Lefevre made a great point in his conversation with JJ, saying, you know, sure, wins and losses are going to be big in this stretch, but what do they learn from these games? And it goes back to what John and KCK had to say earlier. You know, the lessons, the experience being gained in this 20-game stretch, you know, are going to pay dividends in August and September. Appreciate you listening and contributing as always, Ryan. Victor in Raytown is interested in the Royals acquiring Victor Robles. Victor, you've wanted the Royals to bring him in as long as you've been listening to this show. I don't know why you want Victor Robles so much. I'm not opposed to it. No, I don't think there are bad ideas. You want to bring in a big leaguer? I'm all for big leaguers on this team. But again, we're talking about upgrading the final 6 spots on the roster. Slight upgrades. Yeah, if you think that would be an improvement over... fill in the blank. Are we going Garrett Hampson? Are we sending MJ out? Because I don't know about that. But I think you guys share the same first name and last name. Maybe I'm wrong. Scott in Phoenix writes in, Vern, I'm trying not to get too high or too low this time of the year, but that was a big, big, big win. And for as much as you talked about maintain through May, I'm now adding to that a bit. And it's saying that they need to juke their way through June. All right, Scott, I like it. Yeah, it's certainly not going to be a smooth dance over the course of the month of June. Well, the first 2 days have been bumpy, have left the team battered and bruised. But as has become the trend of this post-game show today, they'll likely be better for it. Gabe in Independence writes in. He says, Vern, not a lot to say when we were there on Friday and Saturday. However, we couldn't make it today. They needed this win, and they got this win. If nothing else, confidence was certainly gained going into the off day. And the 3-game series in Cleveland, signed Gabe from Independence. Gabe, appreciate it, buddy. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call. And, man, I was at work today. I was watching it, and I couldn't watch that way up to bat. I was kind of nervous getting there. And I have one final question. What do you think a trade for, like, Kenley Jansen or Mason Miller would look like? Thanks for taking my phone call.
I don't know. I'm not really good at that. To be quite honest with you, I'm not. If every team that needs a top-end reliever is in the mix, and they are, right, Mason Miller's at the top of everybody's wish list. It's him. It's Michael Kopech. Sure, you can throw a Kenley Jansen in there. It's a Tanner Scott. Those are the names that everyone wants. I don't believe the Royals have what it takes to win those negotiations, where it's you against everyone. And you can't do what they did for Waka, for Lugo, for Renfro, for Stratton, which is you give them an extra year and you give them the player option. Or what is commonly known as you pay a bad team tax. I know we lost 106 games. Well, then you know what? Even if you stink, we'll pay you next year. And that's what you had to do to get Renfro here, to get Stratton here, to get Waka here, to get Lugo here. You give them that control, that player option. You can't sweeten the pot with that for the player at the trade deadline. The only way to sweeten the pot at the trade deadline is to part with more money or more prospects. And I don't think the Royals are going to do either. Well, I don't think they'll part with more prospects. I'm not going to say that they won't part with more money. I'm not going to discount just how competitive and how wild John Sherman might get as we approach the July 30th trade deadline. Maybe he's willing to eat money in a way that the previous owner was not. Maybe you wouldn't have had to part with three different lefties to acquire Johnny Cueto. Maybe. Thanks for the phone call. All right, so the Royals win this one. They salvage one against the Padres, and they walk them off 4-3, the final score. So now we turn our attention to the Cleveland Guardians in a three-game series starting up on Tuesday night. Seth Lugo squares off with Tristan McKenzie. Sticks McKenzie, as we like to call him. McKenzie and Lugo squaring off Tuesday at 5:40 right here on 610 Sports Radio. So the next time you'll hear me is coming up on Tuesday morning tomorrow morning. I'll be on with Fesco in the morning, as I am each and every Monday. So let's wrap it up. 4:30 for the pregame Tuesday night here on 610 Sports Radio as Seth Lugo and Tristan McKenzie square off. Thanks to Quentin Morris for the help back at the studio, and thanks to you for listening. Royals win a big one, and we have an even bigger one coming up on Tuesday. I'll talk to you then. Take care.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.